A number of times over the past decade or so, Arizona seemed on track, like much of the rest of the country, to enact significant criminal justice reform. Trends indicated a number of liberals and conservatives coming together on some of the issues. Proposals have been made to change sentencing and prison oversight, among other things, but progress, if any has occurred, has been limited. In a new ProPublica piece, reporter Nicole Santa Cruz writes about the influence of political insider Steve Twist in keeping certain criminal justice reforms from being enacted, and she is with me. Nicole, what made you want to focus on criminal justice reform and Steve Twist?
I learned that Arizona has the fifth highest incarceration rate in the country, and I started asking why, and inevitably those conversations went to Steve Twist, and his name kept on coming up over and over and over again.
Can you give us some of the most relevant points you think about how he became so influential? What's his background?
Yeah, Steve Twist is a remarkable person. He's had a long career. He's never held elected office, but he's a prominent victims' rights advocate. He's nationally recognized in the arena of victims' rights. He's an adjunct law professor at ASU. He's a former assistant state attorney general. He began his career rewriting the Arizona, helping draft the Arizona criminal code that was passed by lawmakers in 1978. So he has some deep roots in Arizona. He's met a lot of people along the way, and he's really done a lot.
With that background, with the long passion he's had for this profession and certain directions of it, it's still interesting that someone mostly behind the scenes can have this much influence. Did anything stand out to you in particular from the folks you talked to as to how he got so influential?
I think he got so influential from his efforts in the victims' rights world. And then I think also from his work with the legislature when he rewrote where he helped draft the criminal code. I know back in the late 70s when he was working on the criminal code, he impressed lawmakers with his knowledge of the code. There was a old newspaper article I pulled up that said that Steve Twist could recall parts of the criminal code from memory. And I think it's that intelligence combined with the connections that he's made over the years that have made him so influential.
Let me ask you about some of the connections he has today. His son is obviously very close to Governor Ducey. He had a lot of influence with getting former Maricopa County Attorney Bill Montgomery on the state Supreme Court. Now we have Annie Foster, who is running for Maricopa County Attorney. So he's still very much involved, but how much do those current connections matter now?
I think they matter. I think he's connected to Doug Ducey. He has the ability to meet with him privately. His wife also works for Maricopa County. She heads up the Victim Services Department. So I think they definitely matter. I think people still listen to him because of who he knows, and I think he's also seen as a voice of authority.
What do you think his overall goal is when it comes to how involved he is with criminal justice?
I think you would have to ask him that okay. question. But I think that from what I know and from my research, I think that he wants to fight for the rights of victims and keep people safe.
Walt Blackmun, state representative who's been trying to have criminal justice reform, has worked on this for a few years at least at this point. And I think that's an interesting part of your story as well, because he's quite conservative. Steve Twist is also, I think, would be described as a conservative Republican as well. Can you tell us about what Walt Blackmun said and whether he thinks actual reform can happen if Steve Twist is involved?
Walt Blackmun does not think that reform can happen if Steve Twist is involved. He said that, you know, he worked on sentencing reform for 3 years in the legislature. This year he did not work on it. And he told me that he did not think that criminal justice reform is possible with Steve Twist in Arizona.
Did that surprise him, considering, again, I'm at least saying that they're both from a similar camp in the Republican Party?
I think that as Representative Blackmun got deeper into the process, he realized just kind of how many connections Twist had. And he realized that he couldn't do it.
You know, Arizona, when it comes to politics, is now being called a purple state, and criminal justice reform has been something that, at least on the national level, has been fairly bipartisan. There have been some interesting, strange bedfellows when it comes to this. Was there any consideration that this might leave Arizona behind in terms of making important reforms and might affect how the state is perceived?
My impression is that some lawmakers don't like to hear that Arizona, you know, they don't like to hear the comparisons to other states. I think Arizona paves its own way. I think maybe it comes from that libertarian ethos of Arizona. Arizona's trying to be, you know, it kind of beats to its own drum in a way. And I don't know if those comparisons really hit the way that they might in other states. And I'll give you an example of that, which is that other states were referenced a lot during this last legislative session. Other states have more permissive early release credits, and other states let prisoners out of prison earlier than other states. So, or they don't have the 85% requirement. And I'm just not sure how that hits lawmakers. I don't know if they really think that Arizona is being left behind. I think they think that truth in sentencing and having people serve 85% of their sentence is effective and that it keeps people safe.
That is Nicole Santa Cruz. She's a reporter for ProPublica. And we've been talking about her piece about Steve Twist. Nicole, thank you for the time.
Thank you.